Should we roll for initiative?
Nope, we got initiative.
We are in the middle of combat. That would be a bad time to reroll initiative.
I'm sure Munis would love a better initiative.
I'm sure he would. I'm sure he'd love a lot of things. No, actually, I'm sure he would love nothing. Because that's his thing.
I don't know how we're going to edit this, but if this is the beginning of the episode, we may need to, like, sort of explain what's going on.
Well, let me include a line that'll help so we can have both options depending on what looks good on the editing floor. Welcome back.
Solid. That was solid. 10 out of 10.
As someone, Chris Carrasa, Munis played the No One Understands Me card. Arden did some magical walls, Sam singing, Bata got hurt.
Zeus-wool?
Zoss did a stupid.
Zoss-wool?
Zoss did some parkour over the boss.
And Theron did a flanking maneuver.
Against the construct.
Did you actually attack?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I got damage over here.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Oh, don't we all?
Well, this will be a good time for Good Hope, so Sam will cast Good Hope.
What was the first song's name so we can keep this straight?
Bardic Inspiration.
So Good Hope does plus one.
Plus two to everything. It's plus two morale bonus, saving throws, attack rolls, ability checks, skill checks, and damage rolls.
Okay, plus two to all rolls.
Yes,
basically.
Plus two to everything.
Yeah, I'll let you know if something I ask, or I won't let you know, and I'll just keep the penalty in my head.
And that will affect Theron, Bata, and Zoss, right?
Well, it's, if you say it's a chain, so 3, 4, 5, that's 30 feet.
Oh, okay. I guess it affects all of us.
30 feet, definitely. So, yes.
But not Munis.
No, actually, Munis is undead and is unaffected by mind-affecting influences.
So, are you saying you cast it on Arden and then it zips to you, then Theron, then Bata, and Zoss? Is that how it works?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
It's like a, it starts here, it goes, beep, 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 beep.
You're all connected.
With hope. In an uplifting ballad, angelic choir thing.
Are you going to roleplay this song of hope with your family? Oh, dude, I just made Danny throw up in his mouth a little bit.
Christmas Carol, Christmas Carol time.
Aww. And then we continue with combat.
Yes. So you've moved, you've done good. Hope, what else would you like to do? Or is that going to be all now?
I think that's it. I don't have anything else. Oh. Sam doesn't have anything else he can...
All right. In that case, Zaz is going to look at the situation and ready in action. Bata, your turn.
No.
Piss his pants.
Taking it in.
Kind of had to go right now, but I'm going to wait for the damage to come before I soil myself.
I smell a spell thief in the making.
I think that was my
turn.
Too bad he's undead.
I guess Ragey Boy time. It's going to get all gurry.
Is that because you took a heap and help and a big explosive damage to the face?
Yeah, I've heard a lot. Oh, yeah.
What's the construct doing right now, defensively?
They're getting ready for you to attack them.
Okay. There was no magic. So did he do the magic thing? Spell? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. That's already statically active.
I believe you had a spell shield of some kind.
Yeah. It's just a defensive measure.
Okay. Okay, that's fine enough. That's good enough for me. It's fine. It's fine. Okay, can I do two attacks?
Yeah.
So wait, did you rage?
Yes.
Ah.
Don't forget your temporary hit points because they're going to matter in a few seconds.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
He said the word damage shield. Are you familiar with the damage shield?
No, I'm not.
You'll be very soon.
That was in character. This is all in character casually across the room.
Oh, I probably missed anyways.
You're not going to be very familiar with the damage shield, it appears.
Well, don't forget you have the...
That's 17 to hit.
That hits.
Oh, okay. Never mind. You don't need all those extra bonuses.
Well, I mean, like, with those extra bonuses, I'm not worried.
Oh.
Oh my goodness.
That is with counting everything else going on.
15. Hold on. I can't do math. I don't know where I was. Foresight.
That is more of a historian.
More of a himbo.
My himbo is showing. I'm sorry. 1d8. 3. 4. Plus 4. 12. 13.
How much damage?
13.
Alrighty.
I don't know what the numbers mean, but okay.
Hopefully hit points.
They keep going up.
Yeah, that's why I'm like...
damage threshold, then.
We'll find out.
Ooh.
You know you hit.
Well, maybe, because the second attack is much lower, so that's 5, 10, plus the 4, 16.
Yes.
Not only that, I think you have two plus to hits.
He'd roll the two again.
So is that 13 again?
No, because it's just, like, yes, because it's the second. Yeah.
Will Magic Fang and good humor?
What?
Get what the GM stands
for. The hope fills you with good humor.
Does Magic Fang and good hope stack?
Yes.
Theron feels a sudden need to be comedic. Good humored.
I honestly didn't remember what it was called.
Oh, give me a...
Yeah, she pulls out an ice cream bar.
Does rage make you, like, not listen to music or something?
It makes it hard for you to concentrate on things, like casting spells.
Or doing complex actions like picking a lock.
Or doing basic math.
Or doing math.
I'm a Mita. I'm perfect for raging.
That doesn't feel in character.
What? To rage?
No.
I chose rage.
Yeah. I mean, for just the reason of looking cool.
Okay, fine.
It's Theron.
That's a good point.
She would do it just to look cool.
Yeah, remember that time I got rabies just so I could foam at the mouth and look really angry? Yeah, that was worth it.
Let's see. Aftrabata.
That's like a new idea.
Arden.
Oh, boy. I've been waiting literally a week for this moment. So Arden is going to cast a hemisphere dispelling screen over Munis.
Do the repel zones stop magic?
No, it stops magic users from moving through it.
Just the magic user, not their magic.
All right. Okay. The spirit over here is going to make a check.
What check is he making?
A counterspell check.
I activate my ring of counterspells against his counterspell. It's what I do. Spellbreaker, motherfucker.
So with one hand, you're like...
Yes, exactly.
Your ring activates and protects you from the counterspell.
Did you just do like a... You activated my trap card bullshit?
You bet your ass I did. So, Arden... Oh, it's a spirit casting magic. That means he's not actually a spirit. That's useful information. That will be next round's thing to deal with. So, yeah, Arden summons a hemisphere of a rippling magic barrier over Munis, and then with his offhand counters the spirit of Akuma's...
Counterspell.
Counterspell. With a counterspell. And it was given free over the counter. Awful. Cut that.
It really is. It really is good humor.
Yeah.
I will need a check from you.
Yeah.
See, he's pulling the Jedi Master shit of like the Force, two different Force attacks with one go.
You know, that's funny because the prestige test I've been working on is a Master Specialist. So
go ahead and just roll a D20.
I have a lot of bonuses to this. This is what I do.
Spellmaker.
Nat 20. Nat 20 plus... So I'm a 9th level caster, so that's plus 9, plus 2 for spell focus, plus 1 for abjuration specialist, plus half of my class level's master specialist, which is another plus 3. Yeah, another plus 3.
How much is that total?
I don't know. A lot.
Run through it again?
Since you were counting.
20 plus 9 plus...
20 plus 9 plus 1 plus 2 plus 3.
37.
37,
because yeah. Also 2 from Good Hope.
Yeah, right. Sorry. So, yeah, I guess 37.
You have prevented the counterspell.
I sure hope so. And Arden says aloud, Spire... The Phoenix module is damaged. Please shut down for repairs.
We broke the GM.
Administrator permission required.
But, so I guess that's not assistant administrator? Because I was not able to make defense requests, but I am part of the repair crew, so I figured I'd be able to make maintenance requests.
Requests, not commands.
Yeah,
fair. You didn't word it right.
Yeah, well, I've got more.
It needs to be emergency override.
I'm trying to go with a limited... knowledge of technology. And that will be my turn.
So what does the spell you cast him do?
The dispelling screen?
Yeah. Oh.
I have limited his ability to move and put him in a no magic bubble.
So anything magic that passed through it has the chance to be dispelled?
Yes.
I see. What's the check to get around that?
A dispel check? It's a dispelling screen. It dispels spells that pass through it. And he was kind enough to waste 2 rounds casting a spell for me, so I guess he gets to deal with the full setup.
Very well. Theron, if you're all done.
Am I assuming that Arden has, like, a, like, real shit-eating smirk on his face right now after doing all of this?
Probably feels very confident.
I would say probably somewhere between smug and seething. But yes.
So two very opposite ends of one spectrum.
I guess so. I guess more of a, not necessarily shit-eating, but...
manic, maybe?
There's a word for...
a very excited expression. Not that kind of excited pervert.
He was looking at Bada.
What?
a very thrilled expression.
Do you feel somewhat accomplished?
He feels hopeful. Oh, forcefully.
Full of hope, rage, and...
You could have chosen to resist.
I could have, unnecessarily.
Well, then. Answering the question, Aaron, what are you going
to
do?
Well, Aaron wants to see how her mace hand does, and she is going to reel back and do a power attack, sacrificing 4 to her attack roll.
All right.
Oh, and I also do dodge bonus on the dude in front of me. I feel like that's pretty obvious. Good. I guess I should say it.
Yes, that is part of the feat.
Okay.
Must be declared.
And it's a free action to do it.
Okay, so since I have +4 from all this hoopa-joop, I'm rolling with a 14 to hit.
All right.
So that's a 27.
That'll hit.
Okay. One. At least I'm going to do some damage.
You got that +4 from the power attack.
Yeah, so 13.
So you, did you get like a 2 on your die?
1.
So on a 1, you dealt 13.
Not hit.
Damage.
Damage.
That's what I'm saying, is you were able to get like 13 damage rolling a 1.
Yes.
How does that feel?
Oh, I...
clunk.
So it's like a very like sloppy...
Yeah, you're like... eh.
Like I reeled it up. Like, I reeled it up for a really good hit, but it was kind of a little sloppy.
You did a little cartoon wind-up and slug.
It's more like, you know, he gets hit and he's like, oh, ooh, that could have been way worse.
And, ooh. Oh. Big clank. All right.
Yeah, here we go.
Ooh, after you, if that's all... Wait, no, you've got more attacks, don't you?
You need a second attack, right?
Yeah. Well, it's weird because I'm attacking... I'm assuming the club is my offhand, so I don't really know what the mechanics are or what I can do with that.
What are you doing with your main hand?
You want to bonk him twice with your club?
Yes.
Go for it.
Okay. Nat 20.
You nail it.
Oh, now I got to roll again to see if it's a crit?
They are immune to crits, most likely.
Go ahead and roll again to see if it's a crit.
Okay.
Really?
You're correct, but...
crushing damage?
13.
The ambiguity doing it isn't a bad thing either.
No, that's fair, that's fair.
Okay, so she just wallops him again with her new club hand.
With a moment of furrowed brow comes a critical hit to the head.
Okay.
So it's +12 to...
Big thunk, do big thunk.
Okay, so... yeah, so 6, 7, 8, 9, 10... 11, 12, 13, 14. And then times that by 2? No?
I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Well, I'm keeping it ambiguous whether or not your 14, critical hit's actually working.
14 is going
to crit. Cool. Damage is occurring.
Okay.
The GM is making that sound like it's not a good thing.
Yeah. It's not.
All right. Anything else you'd like to do?
Well, I hit him again.
No.
Okay. We'll just keep attacking and attacking until he tells us we can.
Can I attack again?
It's his turn to attack you.
Can I spit on him?
That's a free action.
Sure. They're going to flip around the quarterstaff and decide to bonk you with it.
Okay.
What's your AC?
I believe it was 25.
25.
Are you raging?
No.
It would have been lower if you were raging.
I was talked down.
They miss you.
Oh.
Oh.
We'll catch up
like
later.
Sweep, like under where your feet are, you probably could just do a little hop.
Oh, no, I like kind of move and then like flip around in my hand and then I push back up and land.
Okay. Well, Bada, you're on the other side of them. Your turn.
Oh, and there was flanking too.
Yeah.
I don't want to add more damage to this, do I?
Oh, don't worry. It's not damage that you get added. It's their AC goes down because they're preoccupied.
Oh, so that's what the plus means? That's not plus to damage, that's plus to hit? On improved flanking?
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't
matter. It's a class feature for swashbucklers.
Right, okay. Trying to recall where that came from. Anywho, Bada, what's your AC?
Oh, no. 13.
Well, you can... Your anxiety tells you the end of that quarterstaff has a spell in it.
Wait, did I get hit by it? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Oh.
Is that with your raging applied?
Yeah.
The 13?
Yeah.
thought there could only be one spell in a weapon.
Quarterstaffs can have two ends.
Ah! Two-sided.
Yeah.
Bada, please make a reflex save.
Good hope.
There is none.
That's a 13.
Wait.
How about reflex save of 1?
Really?
Yes.
He's playing low reflex save classes and he has shit decks. That's why I was saying, like, with the cat's grace.
Well, this'll hurt, probably.
Wait, so he swung at Theron, but I'm the one getting hit.
Yeah, they took a swing at Theron and they had another attack, so they decided you're easier to hit. Probably.
Check one thing.
Bada got lightly tapped by a piece of wood and he just goes.
I think that might actually happen. Ooh, that's a lot of dice. That is a lot of dice. He's adding more dice.
What kind of spell storing is that?
Spell storing.
Spell storing only goes up to third level spells.
Yeah.
Third level spells don't have that many dice.
Yeah, they can.
Pardon, thank you for trying.
we got lucky. I only see two high roll dice, three high roll dice.
Four high roll dice.
Five high roll dice. High roll All dice. The high roll.
There's more twos and threes.
Multiplying.
There's a two.
Oh.
I see more twos and threes than fours and fives.
Really? Interesting.
It's like he's reading tarot cards.
Two.
This would be a good time to remind you that rage gives you temporary hit points.
So, negative energy pulls the life out of your body. Take 35 damage.
That wasn't quite as bad.
As last time. Yeah.
And then that energy flows through the staff into the construct and out into the world.
Oh, I'm becoming one in the world. That's okay. That's fine, right?
Oh, yeah, you're more worldly now.
But I was just like, wait, hit me again.
Was that
35?
33? What was that?
35.
35.
I mean, you literally have a hole in your soul right now, but yeah. It's a spiritual journey.
Yeah, you kind of like a... Your soul's got like a... gaping...
Huh?
How are you not at max?
Max what?
Health.
It's because he took a substantial amount of damage in the previous turn, but he got hit with the other spell.
60 damage last time.
I don't remember this at all.
He does.
How's Bada feeling?
just to remember myself. Yeah, rage multiplies the adds temporary hit points based on barbarian level, right?
No. It's twice your ECL.
Okay, let me just add a few more health.
What it does is it increases your constitutional score by 4, so you basically just get an extra 2 per level.
I believe those are taken away first.
It does give you the constitution, sweetheart, so but the way constitution is calculated.
It does it by increasing your constitution, so when it ends, your HP also drops.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't just like burn up and then you don't have to worry about it. It means if you like, you've got spot as... Let's say Bada had 4 HP left, or 2 HP, or 1 HP, and then the rage ended, they could just potentially die.
But, luckily, Bada has Die Hard, so he'll die one round later.
Soaking up that damage. The spirit is going to furrow their brow, hypothetical brow, float a little backwards, and then hold their feathered hand out towards you, taking extra measure to make sure if they're going to do this again... They're going to be a proper judge of your capabilities.
I'm not sure what that means.
Tend to break out the big guns. It means also they're probably getting ready to counterspell you again.
Okay.
Then it's Munis's turn. It's time to unload that 2 rounds of channeled pyroblast. Let's see. Who is probably going to, in their mind, do the worst job of protecting themselves?
The person who's massacred.
So, as their spell reaches completion, a searing red orb, like an opalescent stone, appears above them, and they turn it. It has the appearance of Karasa as it turns, and they direct their attention toward the zone surrounding Bada. What kind of check do they need to make?
It's my check. Oh. I'm dispelling.
Okay.
This isn't spell resistance.
Oh, yeah, okay. So,
I'll just calculate this. That's a solid 30.
And what makes the DC for the check?
It's a counterspelling.
Oh, it's just counterspelling?
Yeah.
Oh. So, Munis with a warm smile, looks at Theron and Bada, and that great red orb glows hot and bursts fire out towards you. Right. The fire dissipates within the dispelling screen, and Zaz finishes their spell.
Zaz?
Bada, how do you feel about an unknown mental effect drawing you away from where you are?
Is it happening right now?
Yeah. Do you want to resist it, or do you trust it?
This is not coming from Munis.
No.
Well, we're operating on, like, Bada's accepting this, and he doesn't know where it's coming from, correct?
Correct.
Good luck.
And he's raged.
He'll take any guidance he can get.
All right.
How much damage he's gotten.
Seeing the effect headed towards Bada and Theron, Zaz completes a spell and switches places with Bada.
What?
Why?
He was going to take the hit, but then the hit never happened.
Oh, yeah, no, it's the why is why put the most critically injured, near death, out of control person right at the feet of the boss.
He's trying to be a good boy.
I know, he is.
Could we get a role play of when that happens, Bada?
He probably just goes, ah!
For a moment, as you blink, the world shifts around you, and you see before you the back of the creature Munis is riding in.
I forgot there's a creature. Oh my god. Oh my goodness. This is where I wanted to be in the first place. So yeah, this is good.
You are no longer standing next to the thing with the magic staff.
Hammer smash.
That one hurt me. I don't think this one's gonna hurt me any less. So this is just the way it's gonna be.
When Zaz lands, they appear to be ready to do some kind of backflips. And then they're surprised when the magic doesn't happen. Oh, the creature?
Yeah.
The golem made of things. The head turns around towards you, Bada, but looks directly past you into the giant glowing orb and then turns back around. It got a natural one to spot you.
Oh.
All right. Sam, you're top of the round.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You could always stab the construct.
I could always stab a construct.
No, you could.
I could.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting that, Arden?
Well, it's not my turn.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you don't have a good spell to throw.
Well, Bada is now too close to the monster that Arden was very explicit in not getting near.
Well, I have not enough hit points to get close to that.
But it's clear that Bada's in trouble, right? Like...
Yeah, he had, like, two spells go off in his muzz.
Bada is going to look a bit withered and really burned.
Gaunt and singed.
Yes.
He's jerky.
Oh, I was hoping for, like, burnt toast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's no longer a white bear. How about that?
Oh, yeah, when you put a marshmallow in the fire, it just
looks... Oh, no, he's melty. Somebody get us some graham crackers.
Gosh, you gotta shake the fire off first, and then...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Should we go blow him out?
There you go. Okay. The standard walk speed is 30 feet, right? Not 20 feet, like my sheet is telling me.
That is correct. Okay.
So one, two, three, four.
Interesting.
Right there. What was that?
Don't worry about it yet.
Okay. Well, it's not in range of Munis, but is in range of Bada. To do another little singing-songing. Not that one. This one. With the moderate wounds. Cure moderate wounds.
Bada getting healed.
Bada getting healed. 2d8.
I'll take anything.
Shapes are confusing to me. 15? Yeah, so 8 plus 7, so 15. Yeah, so Sam, like, runs forward. It's like, Bada! Slaps him on the side. There's lovely, lovely blue waves of energy that make him look not so jerked.
Do we still have good hope after your other turn?
It lasts 7 minutes.
Okay.
Which will hopefully encompass the whole combat.
I should hope so. That's a lot of rounds.
That's a lot of rounds.
10 minutes later. All right. Zaz's turn. On their round, they're...
disappointed.
Cast defensively a spell on the construct, and some lights start glowing inside of its helmet.
Okay.
And then they take a defensive stance.
What kind of lights?
Well, your turn.
What kind of lights? What do they do?
That's a good question.
We'll say multicolored lights. Like an opal.
Okay.
Just to remind myself, you did say the tear was a phylactery thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and you're in an altered state of mind where you're very mad, potentially.
Oh, that's right. We don't want this whole thing to operate anymore, do we?
Well, we don't know why, exactly. We just know that it's dangerous.
I tried asking why Anokuma was very...
explicitly dodgy about it?
Yeah.
Tight-beaked?
I think the answer given was just in the future it could be used to do something. I was like, that's kind of vague.
I think... Okay, so, Bada, in your enraged state, would this be something you would be able to comprehend?
I think that's the problem, is that yes.
Oh, okay.
You gonna smash the rock?
Is your understanding that they have corrupted the purity of this tower?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can... Doesn't intimidate and threaten sort of like get into the realm of like enraged? You don't have to be too intelligent to like go, I'm gonna fucking break this thing.
I think their issue is they don't know if they should or not.
I mean, he's going. I'm just trying to remember, like trying to figure out.
I mean, if it's not moving object, you could, but hypothetically, if you have the capability, power attack deals more damage.
Are you saying that a non moving object lifts you up?
I mean, it's just easier to hit, hypothetically. Like the broadside of a barn.
You could even go full zealot and just start screeching about the profanity of daring to meddle with the spire.
And also the back of Eunice is to him, so this is like a major advantage to an attack.
Well, yeah, the creature doesn't appear... The thing Eunice is inside of does not appear to know that Bada's there.
Oh.
It either does not care or did not register.
Cool, so you got the key to the whole place behind you, and the... big bat in front of you that doesn't know that you're there. What an interesting position.
And he's pissed.
And you're pissed.
I'm gonna tap this tear.
Whoa.
I think Munis may also be a little pissed because of what I did. But we'll deal with that when he gets to his turn.
He seemed perfectly knowledgeable about what you did and just kept going anyway.
Well, that's the thing about the channeled spell is it's either interrupted or it finishes its cast.
Okay.
He could have channeled it for more turns, but that would have just wasted time.
How much?
You go roll to hit first.
I know. I need. Just how much easier would it be to hit in a static, like, optic?
It's usually pretty easy.
The base for hitting a stationary object is 10.
So wait, you're gonna, like, turn around, look at this rock, get your hammer and fucking, like, wind it up and fucking just tink?
You need to yell something cool.
It'll be more than a tink.
This nice giant, I'm sorry for what I'm about to do.
Well, you're angry. You're not apologetic. You're angry.
I mean, it makes sense. Eunice is obviously trying to defend it.
Cleanse this blasphemy from my home.
Although destroying a tear is like the exact thing you
Sam.
I think it's more of a, like a wargle blargle.
When you retell the story, you can add some words that I said.
make it sound really good for the audience.
Oh yeah, you're gonna say something stupid, right?
No, I thought you were gonna say anything.
Take this rock, baby.
Oh my god.
Don't you hurt my boyfriend.
Yeah, I'll power attack it.
Some embellishment involved.
Well, since I have 17,
I'm it with a story.
Guess I'll put 8 to the power attack.
The other thing is objects have hardness, which just deducts damage. So sometimes it's easy to hit them, but you have to deal enough damage for it to matter.
I'm not going to deal enough damage, Andy. 21 hit.
Oh, yeah.
14 damage.
Is that with
kink!
You did nothing. It's fine.
You did a dink.
Does it resonate?
Oh.
I guess it's cracked.
I'm going to do it again, though.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Oh, my.
No power attack, just normal. 26?
Yes.
16?
You cause a tiny fracture. A little bit falls off.
I die a little inside.
You're committing blasphemy. But
we can worry about that when the rage busts
off. Big picture. Big picture.
It's not blasphemy if it's already cursed.
It's not cursed. It's just doing a bad thing.
Eunice lives in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Arden, it's your turn.
Okay. Well, I think we'll open with Spire. Please suppress all spiritual projections in the area.
Spiritual projections are under the administration of the key administrator.
Okay. Well, then we'll do something we can't counter. Arden activates the spark shower effect on his cloak of shooting stars.
All right.
Is it nighttime?
Oh, that one actually is not dependent on that.
Oh, okay.
It's the
only effect apart from dancing lights that isn't dependent on brightness or being outside. It's like the only thing I actually do in here.
creatures with the... Oh. There's no save for that.
Does the phoenix thing have metal on it?
Yes.
Then 48 damage, I guess.
4d8 or 48? Oh, 4d8.
Those wearing metal armor and or carrying metal weapons take 48 points of damage.
Well, that's 4 8-sided dice.
Yes, 4 8-sided dice, not 48.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
That's what I thought you said. And I'm like, what do you mean that's the only thing you can do?
Well, it comes from a magical item, so it just made Akuma waste a turn, ready in action for something he can't do.
5 plus 12.
17 damage.
All right. Their body sears.
Oh, I guess for flavor text, Arden unfurls his cloak and a series of shimmering lights appear from under his cloak and shoot at the construct of Munis, sparking and illuminating against any metal objects present on his body.
Searing into his mushroom-clad bones.
Yes. And I guess for the end of his turn, Arden will turn to the spirit of Akuma and give him a nod of acknowledgement.
Okay. Next up, it's Theron.
So, is it obvious we're doing damage to this thing?
Yes.
Okay. Because I was worried when you said, like, the damage collected just dissipated. I'm like... I was wondering if you were visually telling us, like, nothing was working.
It's repairing itself with that last hit it did to Bada.
Is it a necrotic strike, even?
Yes.
Mm. Okay, I'm going to do a... What is it? I'm going to do 3 attacks.
Oh.
2 main hands and an offhand?
Yep, so that's 2 breeze and a club.
Okay. All right.
30.
Yes.
The look on God's face was like, "Huh,
gosh, they remember they can power attack."
So that's 9, 13 damage.
Alrighty.
Okay, here's the second free.
And that also transfers to Zoss too.
Oh, it does.
I believe it affects both flankers.
That's awesome.
Not that I don't think Zoss can really hurt this thing, but
25 for the second attack with free.
All right. Oh, okay, cool. Yes, that hits.
You thought it was damage.
I'm like, oh, gosh. 10
of
12,
13, 14 for the second attack. And now the club.
You're at an even 100 now.
130 plus.
Yes. As you're striking it seems like it's having a hard time keeping up with how you're attacking it.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So 11 for the last one with the club.
Very nice.
And what do you mean?
It seems like its senses are being disrupted or distorted.
It's because I'm fucking like going cha 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 cha.
Or
do an aura on this.
Your outfit isn't nearly strange enough to be a.
Really?
Yeah, Zoss is pretty much your stand at this point.
As you have your final blow come in, the construct is lifted off the ground and then falls motionless. The lights in its body and the magic dissipating. It is broken.
But not dead.
It wasn't technically alive, but...
You could say it's dead, yeah.
It's off.
It's a laptop.
You broke
the laptop.
The laptop was never alive, but it doesn't work anymore.
She stands there at the end of her attack and watches it without trust.
You, like, poke it with your foot?
I can't do anything else. I have done everything. I have attacked, and glared.
Let's see. Munis' turn.
How high up is he?
Oh, he's, like, basically 3 feet in the air.
Oh, so he's hovering.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's attached to the construct. Like his feet, the smalls of his feet are like feet 3.
Oh, but the construct's standing.
Yeah, the construct's standing.
Okay.
Oh, it's like one of those like chest carriages for babies, and Munis is the baby.
Yeah. It's like nightmare Frankenstein mommy and her little undead skeleton nightmare baby.
I was imagining more Ridley in the loader.
No, yeah.
No, that's dumb.
Krang, actually.
Okay, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Munus is going to cast Greater Dispel Magic. Oh. They are tired of this.
Okay.
It affects a 20-foot radius.
But can Munus dispel my shit?
That is what we are about to find out.
Is it the kind of thing that can dispel a magic item?
If they targeted a magic item, they could suppress it.
But I don't believe the AoE. Okay. You have to do like a targeted dispel against a person or object.
So the spear will be okay.
Yeah, the spear's going to be fine.
And all our other magic shit.
Oh, I don't think I added all those plus two to damage. Oh, wait, never mind. I did. Never mind. All right,
I'm super dead. It's like,
super dead. I'd like to make it... I would like to make it more dead.
How much more deader do you want
it? More dead. I want to ground it into dust and snort it.
Take its head off.
And so the construct lives within Theron now.
Well, the DC to dispel is going to be 11 plus the spell's caster level. What's your caster level?
12.
So 12. So it's a DC 25 to dispel one of these. That's actually going to be interesting. Okay. I will point at the cube that's currently being affected.
You can only break one cube at a time?
Or... I mean, I have to go through every individual one.
Oh, per roll?
Yeah.
Ooh! Wait, what?
It's an AoE dispel.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You use the roll for each cube.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So that one stays. That one's gone.
He can now move 10 feet.
Gone.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That one's gone. That's just enough.
I knew I should have prepped a second refusal just to spit in his face.
This gone?
Gone.
And then that one right directly behind is gone.
Nope.
And then that one.
Nina's got his Wheaties today.
Bada, how many things you got going on? Do you got like Good Hope and stuff going on right now?
It's Good Hope and the other Bard song? Or are we...
I think you just got Rage and Good Hope going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's it. Yeah, okay. But your Good Hope's gone.
No.
Oh, no. Sorry to like disrupt this, actually. Does this dispel get through the dispelling screen?
The dispelling screen gets affected by this.
Okay. That would probably be the more important role.
It is gone.
Okay, okay. Because I just realized if the dispel doesn't get through the dispelling screen, none of those refusals go away.
That's true. But the dispel. So they dispel the dispelling screen that then dispel. This is like if you had Detect Magic on right now, you're watching like the Aurora Borealis of things going on.
And just to reiterate, you have now. Our big bad has dispelled the dispelling screen and then gotten rid of all of the refusal blocks around him.
Most of them.
Effectively.
And now he's got a clear shot to Arden and basically anybody.
If he wants to get in melee range.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they're already in melee range. Oh, and Sam, your stuff. You get to keep your stuff.
Hooray.
How hopeful.
Right?
How hopeful.
Yeah, hopeful.
And then... Did they hear that? They did. Yeah, that's kind of a priority.
Hear the
Bada.
The stone getting struck.
The construct turns around.
Yeah.
And then reaches out to you with its big extended hands. No. And tries to pound you into the ground.
Ooh.
Oh. Let me just double check its ability to hit.
So,
well, that would be a crit.
Uh-huh.
And a hit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of damage. How much HP you got?
40. I don't ever tell the GM how much HP you have.
You can't. 17, 25. 40 damage.
You beat
my. It goes to.
Not dead.
Town on you. Munus is going to use a quicken spell, and they're going to shoot Zaz with... If they do it at that angle, they might be able to...
Give Bada a free attack of opportunity for not casting defensively?
Yeah. Bada, you have an opening. Do you want to smack Munus?
Sure.
They're trying to shoot Zaz with magic.
Hold on. Actually, does Sam's spear have enough reach for that attack of opportunity as well?
5 feet.
No. Oh. They've got the short spear.
Oh, short spear. Dang.
That's really why I want that other piece.
Yeah. It's a very long spear. Yeah.
I would love it if like it starts to do the attack and then just Bada gets a clear line of sight to Arden and Arden's like, go for it. Like,
eh? What do I do?
You attack them.
Just roll?
Yeah.
Yeah. 22?
You hit.
Don't forget you lost Good Hope.
Yeah, there you take it off.
Okay.
You still have Bardic,
Yep, yes. So you still have 21.
Still have a plus one.
Plus
one.
23?
6, 9. That's without the race. 19?
19. Damage?
Yeah.
Oh.
19 hugs. What do you want?
Very well. They have to make a concentration check. They will make it. So your hammer's kind of on their chest, and they're still looking over, and they're kind of giving you that impression of, watch what I'm about to do.
Oof.
And they're going to throw a lightning bolt towards Zaz. Right. Now it's just up to Zaz to make a reflex save.
Zaz does not make a reflex save?
They do not make the good reflex
hope.
Save.
Good hope. Good hope.
Unless he lost it. I don't remember.
He did lose it.
Oh.
He did lose it. So Zaz is ready to be a Christmas tree.
Aw, this is a Christmas episode.
He's going to be all decked out.
Crisp rat. Pun intended.
Too many puns in that one.
Zaz takes 39 damage.
Ow. Yeah, 120 foot line.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That boy's down.
And that's going to glow up the wall.
Wonder what that...
That's after that, it's Sam's turn.
So it's just the diagonal.
Wait, what's health is
all a straight line.
Yeah, okay.
It's I mean, they one. Have some left.
Oh.
They did have a good con score.
Oh.
Can I force a potion of cure serious wounds on his throat?
As your main action.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Vada, open your mouth.
Come in, coach.
You get a mouthful of glass, but you feel healthier.
He's you know, doing the whole, like, foaming at the mouth thing, just like, here.
And as he desperately gasps for air, he will consume the potion.
Do you allow this to happen?
Yes.
Just not even give it to him, because it would waste his turn. What's a serious wounds potion?
That's going to end up being 3d8 plus the caster level. Do you have the caster level written down?
I do not.
Go ahead and go with 10, plus 10.
Ooh.
23.
Yes.
23.
Back
in, coach.
And then Sam's going to pat Bot on the shoulder and then run behind the manticore.
Oh.
Oh. Interesting. It takes a swing at you as you try to go around but misses you.
Oh, I forget that that's a thing in this edition.
So, however you want to dodge that, you could pretty elegantly dodge it.
One of those like half duck, half spins. A pirouette.
All right.
Ducking under, pirouetting around.
Pirouette?
Yeah, whatever it is.
Thanks, Arden.
Some of us have culture, some of us don't. It's fine.
You just do the thing, and Arden's like, a pirouette.
You know, just to get the cape flowing gracefully over the ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then can't do anything else for now.
It's then Zaz's turn. They're going to cast Glitter Dust on...
He really likes that spell.
Yeah. They're going to cast Glitter Dust on Munis, try and fill their eyeballs with light.
But the important thing is, regardless of whether or not he saves, the giant construct and or undead monster cannot hide from us.
Right, that's a conjuration. It will affect him if he fails.
And this thing's like stone?
Ooh.
This is a stone golem?
Flesh.
Flesh golem.
Well, flesh golem is like Frankenstein.
Flesh and metal and other things.
Okay. And what is this other thing over here?
The thing in the corner?
Yeah.
That's Akuma. This the spirit of Akuma, in theory.
They're trying to counter Arden's magic.
But it's like a spirit?
Yeah.
It's like see-through?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, like the one we encountered downstairs.
The one we were talking to earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something wrong?
No.
Munis is blind.
What?
Good.
They rolled a 2.
I thought we couldn't blind Muse.
Yeah.
So most spells that blind are mind affecting. They're illusions. They're things like that.
But he doesn't have eyes.
No. But they undead still use sensory stuff.
He has eye sockets. It's really glitter now,
He can still see. Question mark.
So the inside of Munis's sockets are now filled with sparkling magical glitter.
Okay.
And Munis and the construct are both. Well, actually, this affects the construct too, potentially. They're going to be swinging wildly for a little bit. They both are lit up like a Christmas tree.
Aw.
They glitter. They get a minus 40 to their hide.
So, yeah, in case you were wondering where they were, it's really hard to hide now.
But Munis got run over by a reindeer.
Sam explodes.
I'm very hard to hit, and now they can't even see.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, they feel like they did good. Bada, your turn.
Well, Bada's going to be distracted by a shiny thing now. And attack the shiny.
All right.
It's actually probably like really distracting because his eye sockets are probably like big old flashlights.
Well,
shooting prismatic colors everywhere.
Or more importantly, since he's enraging, it's the thing that just hit him.
Yeah. That too. I'm just going and shot his son.
What?
Oh, here come the bad rolls. 18 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, being blinded means you might lose your dex bonus.
9, 13
Doesn't give damage. Him like an inherent like 50% miss chance on most actions.
Things that require like attack actions and stuff. Yeah.
Does that mean he doesn't have line of sight for spells?
Anything they cast that requires a line of sight is guesswork.
16 damage.
Oh boy.
Attack again? Question mark.
Go for it.
Poor sauce.
Another 2.
Why?
Always twos.
We have 13 this time.
The golem takes a guess at the next hit and palms your hammer and pushes it away.
Oh, okay.
Just takes it from you. Just like, it bappy-pawed it?
Bappy-pawed it. Arden.
A lot has happened.
A lot has happened. Okay, so next experiment in line. Spire. Administrators Munis and Okuma are deceased, requesting promotion.
Diplomacy check.
28. 9. Yeah.
So just 9, or is it the
8? Oh, sorry, 7. Oh,
Spire.
Oh, my God.
Or, no, good hope. 9.
referencing, death is not an excuse to cease functioning.
It was a thought.
It's kind of dark, isn't it?
Oh, well, I know that it has dances between life and death, but I don't necessarily know if it has the Spire technology has a concept of undeath.
You should tell them that they're inebriated.
Why? What, that they're drunk?
And they can't make sound decisions right now.
Oh.
They're too emotional, computer.
The HR bot comes in from the Spire.
They're too emotional. They can't lead the ship.
What did Okuma do on his turn?
They're readying an action to counter your magic.
Talk about one-trick pony.
Yeah, all they can do is counterspell you.
Let's see. Can I make a reflexive arcana or spell check for the knowledge about how long the blindness with glitter dust lasts?
Yeah, go for it. That'll be a spellcraft.
Yeah. 17 plus 22. 41?
39. Oh, 39. Good hope. So yeah, 41. 41, yeah.
So given Zaz's magical capabilities, probably half a minute.
Oh, okay. Arden casually strolls towards the dragon's tier. Well, if all of Kuma can do is counterspell, then I'm going to make him waste another turn and get where I want to go.
Okay.
That was a pretty ballsy move to just do this slow walk during all of this bullshit.
I'm not making a run action. I am just moving twice.
You're power walking.
Yes.
And that's it.
All right. After you, it's Theron. Or, excuse me. Yeah, Theron, your turn.
Okay. Well, since she sees this thing can't see, she's going to do the dodge bonus against Munis now. Theron.
Remember the strategy. Thank you, Ghost of Art, in this one. Yeah, thank you. You're welcome.
Theron recalls the strategy, and it is... What?
Stab them real good.
Don't get close, which we all have done now.
Well, it was don't get close, strike at his limbs and head, because he's a skeleton, and those pieces can be removed.
Oh.
And removing the caster's ability to speak or use their hands will cripple them.
Okay. I think I might have to get close to remove a limb, she says to herself, and to nobody.
Actually, you're in a unique position because you don't need to get that close.
You can terminate this bit.
You would have to move in closer, but not necessarily in range.
You're gonna do weird things with your body, aren't you?
Except, I mean, he can't hit anybody right now, so...
Not easily.
There are definitely spells that can still be cast that could fuck us all up real good.
Like some like AoEs and whatnot?
Yes. Especially the ones centered on the person casting.
So if I understand this correctly, I would have to do a good two-hit and a good change form to... Is it flanking if I'm a couple spots away but at the right orientation?
Not really.
No?
But they are blind to you, so it's not like they're getting their dex bonus right now.
Okay, so like Theron moves closer, like, yeah?
Okay.
I'm not sure if you can reach that far, but we'll find out.
Yeah, this is like a personal challenge, I guess. Okay. Some battle shaping.
Well, okay. If she's not sure, then she'll just move one square away.
Naren moves in, collects herself, gets an idea of how far her stretchy arms could stretch.
Okay. And so if I attack a limb, I can do this strategy that we're talking about?
You can try.
Right. Right.
But I won't tell you whether or not it'll work.
And how do multiple attacks work here?
Well, if you succeed, you're going to have a weapon that has range, so you'll make the normal amount.
It'll be a normal attack, except just not from an adjacent square.
You moved, so you're only going to get one.
I'm only going to get one.
Yeah, because you moved. You won't be able to hit with a full round attack.
Okay.
Which will be the whole
now,
series.
Now, if I'm going to do chain shape, can I change it to, like, the improved claws that you gave me?
Ah, yeah.
So I can do a distance attack and change its, like...
Well, that's your baseline now. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. But I can change back and do a distance attack in one change form roll?
It's all part of the same change.
Okay. All right, I'm just changing form, so...
Yep.
Is it harder because I'm doing both?
Well, yeah, the more difficult the thing you're trying to do, the higher the DC.
Remember that whole thing about, like, bashing damage or using the mace hands to begin with? You break bones, you don't stab bones.
Oh, I thought it was flesh, so this claws would work better.
The thing that Munus is on is flesh.
Right. Yes, it's a lot of things.
So, don't claws work better on flesh?
If it's a query and you only have a small amount of time, you might end up focusing, I'd say, more on the doing it than on whether or not it's the perfect move.
I'm just saying Theron's battle prowess... Yeah. Would it make sense to, like, hey, it's flesh.
Fleshy undead.
Slicey.
Yes.
Slicing flesh is better than macing flesh.
Yes.
Okay.
You would be correct.
Whether it's correct or not. Her understanding is, I want to slice this shit.
Yeah. So let's see those rolls, if that's what you're doing.
So I got to do a change form.
Yep.
I still have good humor.
Is that a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a natural 20.
Yes.
With the good. Okay.
Good hope.
Good hope.
Not humor.
Do I need to roll another to make sure it's a crit? That's just the change form.
Yeah, you just did it perfectly, yeah. Basically.
Okay. So now an attack roll.
I still have to do a two hit.
Yeah.
Okay. Not bad.
So that's 34.
That'll hit.
Okay. Now do I have to roll if it's a crit?
Nope, just damage. You have to roll if it's a crit if it's a natural 20.
Oh,
I see. Right.
Generally, constructs and undead and oozes, things that don't have a...
That they don't have critical organs.
Yeah, are immune to critical hits.
Oh, I'm also attacking his arm, like we talked about.
Yeah, you could attack Munus with your stretchy arm.
Do you announce gum punch before you...
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, wow.
Good hope.
It's 12.
No, it's 10.
Oh, it is 10?
I have your good hope down.
And you have a magic pain bonus.
What? Yeah, I'm doing that.
Okay.
Nice. Munus is now very aware of you. Apparently, you can just do that now.
Yeah, Theron takes her...
You have full control over it.
Theron just, like, takes her two paws to her chest and goes, bring it!
Just Terminator 2's that shit right out of here.
Yeah. Touch of death. Theron dies.
It is Munus's turn.
Oh.
Did I do anything like expose some bone under this arm? Did I attack the arm? Like, what's going on?
You now have a small chunk of mushroom in your claw. You ripped off of him. Part of his protection.
No, dinner.
You could eat it, I suppose.
It'd be very tough, probably.
Let's see. That's a lot of things going on, and Munis' best shot is...
And that's...
It's a natural 20 for something.
Okay.
Mischance?
Concerning.
No. With glee.
With glee.
They're going to whisper to themselves, survive this. Everybody, please make a fortitude saving throw.
That's my... Oh, nat 20, I'll take it.
Arden actually says that.
I just know I'm going to be the one to fail it.
25.
28.
Yep.
What do we got, Sam?
You said fortitude?
Oh! Yeah.
Whoa. 16.
No! Yeah.
See, I told you. It's going to be the one I fail.
Sam, no!
Sam, you and Zaz are going to be stunned for one round.
Oh, no.
High or petrified?
Stunned.
Stunned. Oh, stunned. Yes. Okay.
Everybody, however, will enjoy the rather noticeable effect of the spell. Your bodies are going to rapidly mutate. Control shape, Theron.
5, 27.
7? All right.
No, 27.
27.
Not 7.
Okay.
Did you add your good hope?
I did.
Okay.
It's
everywhere. Reduce your HP from its current quantity down to half.
Mine?
Yes, as your body rapidly generates cells and biomass that sloughs off, it does not need.
Current to half.
Yes, current to half.
Oh, no.
It's not maxed out.
For all of us?
For all of you.
Okay.
Can I get 15.5?
Round down.
Oh.
Not in your favor.
39 to ID that bullshit?
A vascular mass.
That's the name of the spell? Vascular mass. Now that's fucking...
And it has the taste of metamagic on it.
I love me the taste of metamagic.
Can I keep 69 HP because nice?
No. And then to finish Munis's turn...
Haven't you done enough, sir?
Hold on. Is that having our max or just our current?
Current.
Current. Okay.
They're going to cast a quickened displacement.
Okay, good for you.
It seems to affect them and the construct.
The Curse of Kurasa is a production of Reno Area Anthropomorphic Arts and Recreation for BLFC 2023. This episode was edited by Dejarum's Pony and was mixed and mastered by AJ the Ratty. Yima Quinn is our Game Master and the voice of Zoss and the NPCs. Arden Renshaw is played by Hawkfeather. Theron Perch is played by Dejarum's Pony. Bada Amica is played by Dabbles. Samuel Horstrom is played by Demic Cretu. Original music by Fox Amore. You can find more music from Fox Amore at foxamore.bandcamp.com and on Spotify. For more information about BLFC, the theme, and the lore behind your favorite characters and settings, visit goblfc.org.